Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. It is, of course, a very, very special Christmas Eve edition presented by Michael Coates and myself, John Yule. And never being short of an original idea, I'm going to feature this week and next week the best of the new releases that have come out, over the last 12 months. I hope you've got on top now of all the preparation for Christmas. I know there's not a great deal of chance that you will have, but I hope you're on top of things, and you might even be preparing the Christmas dinner as we get together and listen to our regular 2 hours of music here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. So the first release from the year I featured is the one you've just heard, an album called Soul Jazz, presented by an outfit called Something Else and featuring Vincent Herring. This is a group of musicians who get together occasionally when commitments permit and who all earn their spurs in their early days, largely backing soul artists, hence the title of the song. The lineup as follows: Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Wayne Scoffery on tenor, Paul Bollenbach on the guitar, David Kukoski on piano, Essiet on bass, Otis Brown the third is on drums, and they were joined there by Vincent Herring on alto. This recording, which is a marvellously sounding album considering it's not been taken in a studio, was recorded at the Smoke Jazz Club on February the 26th, 2024, and I must say the acoustics of the club sound superb even when it's empty. The track we heard is one of many Roy Hargrove compositions I've featured recently, called Strasbourg St. Denis. On to another release from this year now, and certainly an outstanding release which has had a long run in the US charts, from the New York-based German-born musician Henrik Merkins, who is equally adept on the vibraphone as well as the harmonica, which we hear him on each track of this album, The Jazz Merkingers, which was recorded at the Acoustic Studio in Brooklyn in June 2023. Along with Henrik Merkins on harmonica, of course, we hear Steve Ash on piano, Chris Berger on bass, Andy Watson on drums. And this is a track, a composition indeed, which Henrik was dedicated to his grandson. Here's Henrik Merkins then, and his own composition, A Lullaby for Benny. Thank you. As usual, guitarist Dave Stryker has had a busy year. Here is an album from the early part of the year, in fact, recorded last year, July the 2nd, 2023, at the Trading Gate Studios in Paramus in New Jersey. Dave's usual trio here, with himself on guitar, Gerard Gould on organ, and McClenty Hunter on drums, are joined by Bob Mincer on tenor. A composition by Eddie Harris is coming up. Normally we associate Boxing Day with the leftover turkey and all this sort of thing, but for a change, here's a track called Cold Duck Time. Not called Turkey Time, but called Duck Time, from Dave Stryker and his album from earlier this year, Groove Street. As always appears to be the case, Alina, these days at least, Alina Elias has produced her own CD this year. It came out quite early, I think, in the year, around about March or April time. And once again, it's one she's produced herself with her husband and bass player Mark Johnson, along with Steve Rodby, and then released out on Candid Records. The album is called Time and Time Again, and is completely made up of Ileana's own compositions. And a footpool of 50 musicians have been used on this album. On this track we hear from Ileana Elias on vocals and piano, of course. Mark Kibler, who also, he provides the background vocals. Daniel Santiago is on guitar. Marcus Trexiera is also on guitar. We hear from Mark Johnson on bass and Ed Rebiero on drums. This was recorded in Ileana's hometown of Sao Paulo at the Descenso Studios. And the track we're going to hear from the album Time and Time Again is called Making Honey.
If I should dream of love, wondering if I could close my eyes and see you and I, our reverie. Watching people go by, wondering if they can see love's transparency, shades of red, the thoughts in my head. Wondering if I'm obsessed with love, wondering if all the others that I see feel the same as you and me. Watching people go by, wondering if they can see love's transparency, shades of red, roses in wine, your hand in mine, sparkling eyes. A time for a dance, a night of romance, so divine. Open your eyes and dream of love. Wandering around, perhaps you're just like me. If you like imagining that it's more than just a flame, that you found your song to sing, yeah. Watching people go by, wondering if they can see love's transparency. His hand on her knee. Two others parked underneath a tree, making honey, a flower to the bee. Those two there, sipping Hennessy. You're just like me. If you like imagining more than just a flame.
It's more than just a flame.
That you found your song to sing, yeah. Watching people go by, wondering if they can see love's transparency. Yeah, his hand on her knee, making honey, a flower to the bee. Those two there, sippy and a sea. Everybody dreaming of love like me.
Elias and Ensemble and Making Honey. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm John Yule, and we are, for this hour, looking at some of the best new releases that came out in the last year, mainly over the early part of this year. I'll be featuring some of the more recent albums when we are on air, hopefully next week on New Year's Eve. I've included the next CD in this review of the year, because it has been actually available here in Europe since late 2022, but it was only released this year in the USA, where it's been a huge success. It was in the American Jazz Countdown, I should think, for about 4 months, and was certainly number one for at least 3 weeks. It's an album called Top Dog, which was recorded in Copenhagen, November 2021, in a band led by Danish drummer Snorri Kirk. And featuring a number of musicians, we're going to hear on this track Stephen Riley on tenor, Martel Bucher on alto, Magnus Hoyerth on the piano, Marcus Hjelby on the guitar, and Anders Fausted on bass. Again, all of the compositions are the work of the leader on this album, Top Dog, and the track we're going to hear is track one, Working the Night Shift.
Thank you.
Snorri Kirk from his very popular album Top Dog. Now, the one release in this collection from this year's new releases, featuring Jamie Taylor, the one the local album I'm playing in the selection today. We welcomed Jamie into the studio, in the Swingtime studio, to play and talk to us back in February. And here he is on his latest album from earlier this year, in which he appears with Martin Longhorn on organ and Dave Walsh on drums. The album is called Fast Corners, and the name of the trio is, when they play together with this lineup, is Trio JDM, which you'll have gathered from the names of the artist concerned, Jamie Taylor, Martin Longhorn and Dave Walsh. They've just stuck their initials, their first initials, together. So this is Trio JDM then, the album Fast Corners, and here is a track written by Jamie. Indeed, all the compositions are by the members of the band. This is one of Jamie Taylor's compositions, and it's dedicated to Colin Watson. It's an album called Elementary Waltz. Welcome back to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And if you are looking for the gig guide this week, you'll have a bit of a long wait on your hands because I'm afraid I haven't been able to find anything that's on. Other than, as Mike has reminded me, make a date to join us two next Tuesday afternoon, New Year's Eve at 1 o'clock, as usual, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Easily one of the best-selling collections this year comes from drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y. Generation Y being a pool of 10 of the best young musicians from the New York, New Jersey area. Here we have Ulysses Owens on drums as usual. On trumpet and playing his own excellent composition here is Benny Bedak III. On piano is Luther Allison and on bass is Philip Norris. The recordings were made all in one day, surprisingly enough, at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. That date concerned being March the 13th, 2023. Here then we hear from Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y and London Town. Thank you. a serious contender for the best album of the year. A new beat that we heard there, London Town, a composition by Benny Benacco, soloed on trumpet and played excellently, and there's no need to tell him that, I can promise you. And also Sarah Hanahan on alto, who I don't think I gave her credit to earlier, but I think she takes equal credit for that performance. As I say, the album is called A New Beat, and it comes from Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y, and had a very long run at the top of the American charts earlier this year. I think my favourite piano trio album from this year is Being Human, which comes from Lynn Ariel, in which each of her compositions relate to a different human emotion. Here we hear Joy, which is rather appropriate for this time of year. The album was recorded at the Samurai Hotel Studio in Astoria, in New York City, in July last year, July 2023, and Lynn's trio comprises of herself on piano, of course, Alan Neer on bass, and Lucas Zeiter on drums. Here they are with the track Joy. right on to what I think will almost certainly be the last track of this first hour of the show here today on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. So I will take time out now to wish everybody the best of wishes for the holiday season coming up. We'll hope you have a very enjoyable time, whether you're on your own or spending the time with friends and family. Coming up to that last track now, and this is an offering from the start of the year, in which we heard the first release in a long time from the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. The album is called And So It Goes, recorded at the Hictor Studios in Los Angeles on June the 12th and 13th, 2023. Solos coming up from Ricky Woodard on tenor, Kyle Palmer on trumpet, and Jeff Hamilton himself on drums. This is a composition by Jeff Hamilton, an arrangement by John Clayton. So here are the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and Sybil's Day.